Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
And we do it all thanks to the Hoey Moey. That is, of course, where you can see Illy on November the 4th for his 2 Degrees regional tour. For the last 2 weeks, we've been wanting to get this man on, Tulsa.
Yeah, it's been very hard. I mean, his tour is back-to-back all over the country. He's had the interviews as well being bombarded. Plus, he's been sick, but we finally have him now. Illy, how are you feeling now?
Yeah, just the tour is catching up, man.
I can imagine.
I managed to get a cold in northwest Australia where it's 30 degrees every day, so I'm not sure what the hell is going on, but that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, those brutal climate changes, that'll do it to you every single time. Have you got any remedies?
I have about 3 plastic bags full of medication.
But you can't, I mean, what happens? I mean, if you can't get up on stage, what's the go-to? You can't replace Illy.
Yeah.
So what does happen with the pressure?
Well, basically, like, I have some sort of, like, steroids for my throat, which the doctor gave me, which means that I can get on stage and I can perform, but, like, within half an hour, 40 minutes of getting off stage, everything kind of falls apart.
Damn.
So, it's not even that big a deal, man.
No, I know.
I just needed to chill for a bit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we know what it's like. We got to push through as well when we feel sick.
Hey, those 4:30 starts will do it to you, mate. Don't worry.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, we're excited for you to come to Coffs, though, because you were here for Banana Field and smashed it there, and now you're at the Hoey.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's going to be good. I mean, the last time I was up there, I think I came straight from pressure from the Hilltop Hoods Bucks party and still managed to have a great time up there with you guys. So, like, I think this time without that sort of pressure weighing on me, it's going to be even better. I can't wait.
That would have been an awesome Bucks.
It was pretty intense. I remember getting on stage and, like, I think half a song in being like, oh, my God, this is going to be a struggle. But then within a couple of songs, once you work up a sweat and everything's sort of rolling, it's all good. And it was a great show, yeah.
Is this your biggest tour that you've done? Because really...
Yeah, as far as shows, like as far as the number of dates, it's the biggest by... There's 40 or 41 on this tour, and the biggest I'd done previously was 33.
You mentioned the van and you mentioned the crew. We will have to ask you something. If there's any certain stickers on the van, like a Triple J sticker... Because, no, we know the love for Triple J, right?
And we love the J's too.
We love the J's. Can you describe to me the love that you have for the J's over commercial radio stations, such as maybe Hit?
Yeah, I mean, I love Triple J because they've helped sort of make my career. They've backed me very early on and have supported me all the way up till now. And I don't see that stopping anytime soon, and I think they feel the same. But I don't see it as one over the other. Like, I don't make any secret about, you know, how much Triple J means to me.
Sure.
But there's good people at every radio station.
That's right.
Anyone that supports me, I'm going to support back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Totally. Especially with announcers, because we don't get a say in the music we play.
This is true. 6:30 the other morning, we had to play Evanescence. Great voice, don't get me wrong, but at 6:30 we needed something a little bit more upbeat. The powers that be just learn how to change the music and the mood early in the morning, Illy. You've got to feel us there.
Evanescence, like the old school Evanescence?
Old school. Yeah. Old school.
Full on, that's crazy.
I was ready to finish the morning.
I bet.
So at the moment, like we've said, with this tour, obviously this is the biggest one you've done, and it's because you're booming and you're doing awesome things. We love your tracks lately. I know that Joel really wants to ask you about Anne-Marie.
Oh, yes.
But before we do that, we need to know the process behind how you operate, whether you feel more comfortable doing the freestyle, writing it down, learning your lyrics, because I suppose it's different for every single person. And there is a point to this as well, because we've done a couple of rap battles here and Joel refuses to write one down and learn it and create one. He always says, no, I'll be good off the cuff. I feel like that's him being lazy because he just doesn't want to sit down and think of something because he always bombs out. How do you operate?
Right.
What's a good tip for him next time?
Wow. Wow.
I stopped freestyling probably 10 years ago. As soon as I as soon as I started writing songs, I kind of lost my... I stopped really wanting to freestyle. But, yeah, I mean, you know, everyone's different, man. So if it works, you let it... Oh,
can
just
we...
try not to bomb, I guess.
Tops of 23 degrees today and sunny. It's Joel and Tools at 105.5. Illy's still with us. November the 4th. Go to thehoeymoey.com.au for tickets. All right, we might be running out of time to talk about Anne-Marie's track, Catch 22, which I love with Illy.
Yeah.
You love Tightrope.
I love that track. It's so great.
Because we've got to talk about, obviously, some audio that I did with the rap battle against Jack T, your former co-host. Are we actually going to play this audio? What's going on?
We'll play you some, and you can tell us if it does work for him.
Look, I mean, I got absolutely killed for this. Like, it's against this guy that Tools used to work with. They worked together, and I was the last leg of the three of us going up against this one dude who has some skill. Like, he really does. He can actually gain some really good momentum. He's got the beat. And I just thought, look, at the end, it would be good to just maybe freestyle without a beat. If it makes sense, it makes sense. But, Illy, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just grabbing it. Now, the thing is, he kind of...
Illy, I don't know.
We'll let you judge it.
Yeah, I'm getting that vibe.
Because the thing is, it was a team effort. So it was the three of us, the hit squad, versus Jack. It was our time to actually kill it. And I felt like I did my bit for the team.
She just really wanted to get that out there.
People were saying I sounded like Nicki Minaj. One second.
Oh. Hectic. All right, come on, let's play it.
Okay, this is Joel coming out. This is the end of mine.
You got me by Benny Jules and Joe.
Jack, please. I've taken on beanstalks bigger than you, Mr. Monotone. Damn, I'd rather listen to Fran Drescher. Hold on a minute, I do. It's Joel and Tools on the Coast Coast Hit 105.5. We're number one, and now you're done. But they don't know something about you. Dude, you work at a bank, wearing collars, paying out our dollars. They know something about me. I am short. I was on BB. I'm still standing here saying... BB, here, tell them something they don't know about us.
Yeah.
Paying them
money. Yeah. Illy, what do you think?
That even rhyme?
Well, that's what Jack T said. That's what everyone said.
Yeah.
I mean,
so he's probably better off writing out something.
You had the attitude, right? And there was clearly you were attempting to flow, but it's got a rhyme, bro.
Yeah. So is that, you can be honest with me. Is that just an epic fail?
That's a pretty bad one, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see,
rhyme, man.
He let the team down that day.
So I just felt it, and I had the confidence, and I thought that
but
was enough.
But the thing is, he's
have confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has that. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, misplaced confidence.
Yeah. Okay, so Bliss and Esso sold out so quickly here in Coss. We know that you are as well. The Hoey is an awesome place to do it. They sponsor our show too. We cannot wait to have you here. We'll get Joel to do a little rap that he's written out and maybe get back to you so you can judge that and judge his performance, the improvement.
I can't wait.
Oh, man, it will go off. Hey, you're a champion. Thanks for joining us today, man, and enjoy the rest of the tour and get well.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I'll see you guys there.
What colours are on the French flag?
Red, white and blue.
Which Australian Prime Minister was famously lost at sea?
Harold Holt.
What's the square root of 16?
4.
Who was the lead singer of No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
Name something you'd see in the jungle starting with the letter P.
A panther.
Who is playing James Bond in the upcoming Bond movie?
Daniel Craig.
What sport is Cristiano Ronaldo famous for?
Soccer.
What game show on Channel 10 does Grant Danya host?
Family Feud.
True or false, Coffs Harbour has the population of the whole of Tasmania?
True.
What animal represents the Woolgoolga Footy Club?
The seahorse.
Oh, Kirsty, we got this much time. Are you so...
I know, and I realise.
You know where you went wrong. Oh my God, that was it, Kirsty.
No.